Registration at 12 p.m. Shotgun start at 1 p.m. Go to kbmwnews.com to get registered. All right, 9:20. Got some clouds going on here. 65 degrees. Good morning. All right, quick quiz. Who says you can go faster with fiber? Well, of course, that would be the crew from Red River Communications. I call them the busiest people in town. On the phone with me, marketing specialist Carrie Kleingartner with Red River Communications. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You are truly the busiest people in town. I know that for a fact because not only are your trucks moving around, but I see a lot of your trucks outside of homes and businesses doing installs. So you are busy. Yeah. What's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, you know, I mean, right now, since it's summer and it's beautiful, you're going to see all of our construction crews out. We're all over Wahpeton right now. Our crews are rolling on the North Dakota project that we are just thrilled to finally see starting to come together. The rural Wahpeton, rural Dwight area has been without good connectivity for many, many, many years. And it's been a huge goal of Red River Communications to serve those folks. And it is happening right now. Our crews were out in the Crunchy Acres area last week, and now they're moving on down the line. And it's really exciting to see this fiber infrastructure going in. And the folks that are seeing the crews are calling. They're excited. People are getting signed up. And it's really, truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get connected, because not only are you going to be getting an amazing service right now, because we have grant funding that we're using to help assist us in building these projects, customers are getting free construction, which can be, in some of these cases with farmers, up to $20,000 in savings for a customer. It's just an incredible opportunity for folks.
Boy, that is, talk about huge savings. Carrie, let's shift it around from residential to business. As far as businesses go, what can fiber bring to a business?
You know, there really isn't a way to explain the reliability and the connectivity that you get with fiber to another type of technology. It's a game changer. I was recently visiting with a local business owner, and he operates a well-known eating establishment in our area, and he said it the best. He said, you know, if you don't connect your business to fiber, you are hurting your business, because with fiber, you have no downtime. I mean, the only time our connectivity ever goes down is if somebody cuts our line, which we really hope people don't, because they have to do their one calls and make sure that marking their property's property.
Sure.
But really, I mean, weather doesn't affect us. I mean, cold temperatures, all of those things that you get just kind of used to with your other type of technology of internet, it's not a factor anymore. Mm-hmm. And with a business, if you're down, that can mean lost revenue, lost income. It means you have to send your workers home. It's just things that people with fiber don't even have to think about anymore. And if you're running a credit card system, if you are running cloud-based computing systems, your business, it requires internet. And that's just the world that we live in now. And so, you know, if you're a business and you're on the fence, please give us a call. Our team would be happy to come out and give you a custom consult. We'll go through your business. We'll figure out what your needs are, and then we'll customize a solution just for you.
How nice is that? And I'll tell you what, as far as business goes, I would imagine, Carrie, this has to increase efficiency tenfold.
Yeah, Bill, it's very true. And with our top-notch technicians and our incredible conscientious construction crews, you don't have to worry about your properties or your yards or anything being dug up. We do all of it with the customer in mind, and it's a quick, easy process. So we highly encourage people, just give us a call and let us know when they're ready, because we're coming for them.
All right. I love hearing that. Carrie, always great to talk with you. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
You know, just give us a call at our offices. We have two locations, one in Abercrombie, which is our headquarters, and then we also have our location out in the Buyer Insurance Building. We have that staffed Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, so stop in one of those. We also have our dedicated sales team that would be happy to come and visit with you one-on-one. You can get a hold of us at 701-553-8309. Or, of course, we're always available on our website, which is redrivercom.com.
All right, Carrie, listen, enjoy the rest of your week. You have a great weekend coming up here, and we'll talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. Thank you so much.
Marketing specialist Carrie Kleingartner from Red River Communications. And we talk with Carrie or Wayne every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Farmland around Illinois may have noticed a few more Japanese beetles in the previous year. This is especially the case in the western part of the state, even near the University of Illinois. The Japanese beetle is abundant. Still, the University of Illinois Extension field crops entomologist Nick Siders says that's not much of a